Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce our host of Business Talk. He's the editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Business Talk. We have with us today an intriguing guest, one that we've had before, and I'm sure we'll have many times again. She is Meredith Wise, the president of the Employers Association of the Northeast. Good morning, Meredith. How are you?
Good morning, George. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great on this rainy day.
Well, it is my privilege to have you on the show. We have Meredith on the show because as president of the Employers Association, she has her pulse on what's happening when it comes to employers in this region, the issues that are confronting them, the challenges that are in their way. And there are many of those at this moment, Meredith, as you certainly well know, and we'll get to those in a few minutes. We had you on last year, probably several months into COVID. And, you know, back then the issues were all about the office and keeping the office safe and bringing people in and how do you bring people in. And we still have some of those issues today, and now we have a lot more of them as well. And I always like to start when I talk with you about your hotline. It's usually a really good indicator of exactly the matters that are keeping employers up at night and things that are keeping them from running their businesses the way they want to. What is your hotline telling you these days?
Well, the hotline is busy because employers are coping with so much. And we are still getting a fair number of calls around COVID and how do we keep our workplace safe. They've shifted a bit to how do we communicate with people and those that have been working remotely, bringing them back into the office. So what do we need to be talking with them about to let them know that the workplace is safe and that they can come back in? We obviously are getting a lot of calls around the CARES Act and the changes that were made in the last couple of weeks with the COBRA subsidies that are out there and the increased unemployment benefits that are there. And just general personnel-related matters. And the final piece is a lot of our employers are having trouble finding workers. Business, you know, depending upon the industry, has slowed down in some respects, but has stayed strong in a lot of industries. And they're just having trouble finding workers. So they're calling us to see how they can maybe revamp or revise their hiring structures, their recruiting practices, and trying to look for where they can find good workers.
We'll get to the jobs, the employment side in a minute. Let's talk for a minute about returning to the office. This is going to be a huge issue for a lot of the employers in this area, and it already is to some extent. People have been working at home, a lot of them, for a year now. Companies are anxious to bring their people back. Some of them are more anxious than others. Some major corporations have announced they're not going to come back till the fall or even till early next year. But a lot of smaller businesses are anxious to bring their people back. Some of them are anxious to come back, and some of them aren't. How are employers handling this now? It's delicate.
Yeah, it is. It's a very delicate balance and a very delicate dance at the moment, because a lot of employers would like to have their employees back into the office on some type of a regular basis. I know a few of our employers are back full time. They have all of their workforce back and everybody's there 5 days a week.
Who are some of those people?
Some of those are some of our marketing firms, some of the manufacturing companies that had let their office workers work remotely. A lot of the manufacturers have brought everybody back on a regular basis. As I mentioned, a couple of our marketing firms that are members have brought everybody back, and their employees have been not hesitant to come back. They've been looking forward to it because they miss the creativity and the camaraderie within the offices. But many of our other ones are still kind of working this dance about, we'd like you to come back. And people are like, well, I'm not quite sure I'm ready to come back. And so employers are kind of saying, well, what's the concern? What's the hesitancy? Why don't you want to come back? And some of it certainly is, well, I've been working remotely for a year. Why do I need to be back in the office? Some of it is also around safety. What are you doing to make sure that I don't pick up COVID from a coworker? But it's a real mixed bag out there. And so a lot of what we're talking to our employers about is at this point in time to really start chatting with your employees, maybe do a survey about whether they're likely to come back to the office and what their feelings are around that. And then do a lot of individual conversations. So if I were your manager, George, reaching out and giving you a call and saying, hey, you know, we'd like to see you back in the office. What do you think about this? And having the conversation with you about what are your hesitancies, and can we be flexible with it? Can we bring you back in, maybe not 5 days a week, but bring you back in 3 or 4 days a week and still let you work remotely 1 day a week or 2 days a week?
Well, I don't think anybody could really have anticipated this a year ago. But it's there for employers and employees alike. It's just a situation that they're going to, you know, have to deal with. I'm not an expert on this subject, but I would seem that the employees have the leverage in this matter. At least a lot of them do. It's a very attractive job market right now. You mentioned everybody's looking for work or looking for workers. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It would seem to be a buyer's market. I don't know how inflexible employers can be when it comes to when their people come back, if they come back. And are you starting to see that already? Or?
Yeah, we are. And that's, I think, you know, one of the challenges. George, in an earlier conversation, you and I talked about the fact that a year ago or a little over a year ago, there were many employers who just could not imagine hardly anybody from their workforce working remotely. And then the pandemic hit and everybody's been working remotely, or a large majority of people have been working remotely. So a lot of employers are now kind of sitting here saying, okay, so how do I bring people back? Because one of the things that has been a problem is organizations have lost some of their culture. They've lost some of the camaraderie. There's a certain personal aspect when you're working with people 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, you get to know them. And when you're doing things via Zoom, doing things remotely, you don't have that same personal connection. And so a lot of workforces are losing a piece of their culture with people working remotely. Employers are recognizing that. They're also recognizing that to a large extent, individuals have been very productive working remotely. And while they might not always work that 8 to 5, it might be for some people, you know, 6 to 9, and then getting kids settled for school, and then, you know, 11 to 4, and then in the evening, the work hours themselves have varied. But the work day has still been 8 hours. In many cases, it's grown to 10 hours and people are productive. So employers are trying to be flexible in bringing people back and not being demanding that you have to be back in the office 5 days a week. But we'd like you back at least a couple of days a week so that we can remember what you look like without the Zoom lens on you and have you be part of the office again and build back up that personal connection that's been missing.
Well, I think we'll definitely see more of this in the months to come. I think as the vaccines become more prevalent and more employers get in that category of becoming anxious to bring people back, this will be one to watch.
It will be, definitely.
Shakes out. So anyway, let's move on to the the job market and these two issues are kind of intertwined a little bit. This is a, you're probably hearing this from employers across every sector. There's just not a great market for bringing people on right now. A lot of companies just can't seem to find the help. Some of them are even seeing their productivity, their ability to bid on jobs impacted by this. Just give me a quick overview of what you're seeing and hearing.
Yeah, we're seeing that businesses across all sectors are having trouble finding the help that they need. And it comes down to some extent, finding the skills and the competencies that they're looking for to be able to bring people in to do the jobs. And it really, for many of our industries, they were having trouble pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. Many of our manufacturers were having difficulty finding workers, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And the pandemic has just made that worse. What we're finding is with unemployment benefits being extended, and of course the additional $300, which is needed for a lot of employees or individuals to balance their budget and keep a roof over their head. But it makes it difficult to encourage somebody to come back to work if they've been remote, or if they were laid off or let go from their other job, it makes it difficult to bring them back into the workforce. People are hearing from applicants or from people that they're talking to that they're thinking that they'll just take the summer off at this point in time. You know, it's close to the end of April. It's hard to think that, but that they're just not going to come back. The pandemic, I think, has also shown that sometimes families that had relied on two incomes have been able to get by with one through this time. And so there's a desire for maybe one person to stay home and not work going forward. There are just all kinds of factors that are fitting into that, but employers are having a hard time finding the help that they need to be able to keep their businesses going.
Talk about the unemployment compensation for a minute. It's not just the compensation, but the rules have been relaxed here as well, from what I understand. I mean, go back a couple of years, if someone was unemployed, they would be required to actively seek employment, entertain offers, and if I understand this correctly, not reasonably turn one down. You couldn't not return to work if you were able, willing. And now, from what I understand, no one's really enforcing these rules anymore. If you want to be unemployed and if you want to collect, it looks like it's far more easy to do that than at least the employers in this region would like. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's true. In pre-pandemic, to be able to collect unemployment, you had to have left your job involuntarily, and you had to prove that you were able to work and that you were actively looking for work. And every week you would log into the unemployment system and report where you had looked for work and what you had been doing. The pandemic has really overwhelmed a lot of the state agencies, and the unemployment division is one of the ones that just is shorthanded as well and is overwhelmed with claims. And during this, certainly when all of this started, there was definitely a moratorium put on having to report that you were actively looking for work. Some of that has changed slightly, but there's still no one policing any of that. So if I'm unemployed, there's nobody monitoring me to be sure that I'm looking for work or that I'm out there actively seeking another job and that I'm not turning down work. In some cases, we've had employers who have called people back. They've said, we'd love to have you come back to work for us, George. We're in a better position now. We can have you come back. And you kind of say, yeah, no, I'm not ready to come back. While the employer can report that through unemployment, their unemployment is just overwhelmed and they're not following up on any of that. So individuals are able to collect a lot longer and there's not the requirement that they are actively looking for work.
And COVID has made it easy for them as well. They can in many cases, just simply say, I don't feel safe to return to the office or to the supermarket or to wherever I was working. Is there any possible light at the end of the tunnel, or are we going to have to wait till September and hope that, I mean, the $300 was put there for a reason, to help those that really needed the help. But it seems as though in an effort to help some people, the federal government has really kind of put a damper on this economic recovery in some respects by hamstringing employers.
Yeah, I think they have. You know, I guess the light at the end of the tunnel that I see to some extent, George, is if the vaccines can really get out there and we can get closer to what they're considering herd immunity, that takes away from a lot of employees that crutch to be able to say, well, I don't feel safe going back to work. Well, why don't you feel safe? If people have been vaccinated, offices have been cleaned, there shouldn't be a reason why you don't feel safe going back to work. So I think the hope is that as the vaccines really become more prevalent, that crutch will be taken away, and hopefully then unemployment will start to push people a little bit more, that's not a valid excuse anymore for not going back to work. But there are a lot of employers that don't see a light at the end of the tunnel until September, until that $300 goes away, and until all of the extended benefits go away, that ability to collect for a longer time period than you would normally have been able to collect.
And people are already worried that it's going to be extended past September. So
they are. And different parts of the country are in different places as far as all of this goes. When I talk to my counterparts in other parts of the country, they're not having the challenges in finding workers that our employers are having here in the Northeast. I'm not quite sure why that is. Some of it comes back to our unemployment benefits here in Massachusetts are much more beneficial for employees than they are, say, down south or out in the Midwest. So people are making more money on unemployment than they are up here, even not considering the $300. But our employers are struggling to find the workers that they need.
What's happening on the wage side? I know as the competition increases, wages usually start to tick up to one extent or another. Are we starting to see that already?
We are in some industries, yes, because companies really need the workers. There's beginning to be a bit of a wage battle going on out there that I'll pay you, a couple dollars more an hour, or I'll pay you, $100 more a day if you'll come to work for me versus where you are. And the pinch that's really happening with employers is over the last few years, most employers have been giving maybe 2.5% to 3% raises to their employees during performance reviews. And now if somebody changes a job, the statistics are showing that they can get anywhere from an 8% to 30% increase in their wages if they change jobs.
Wow.
That's great for the person that's joining the company, but then employers are really struggling because that causes internal equity problems. If I hire somebody in, George, to a position that's exactly like yours, but I have to pay them, 10% more than I'm paying you, that's going to raise some internal problems. And eventually I'm going to need to bring everybody's wages up internally to match that. We aren't seeing a lot of that internal change yet, but for those jobs that are really hard to find, employers are paying premiums. They're paying bonuses to hire people on. If they don't want to pay a higher wage weekly or hourly, they'll give you a hiring bonus. We'll pay you $5,000 if you'll come to work for us.
Wow.
And before, some of those bonuses used to have to wait 90 days or 6 months to get them. Some employers are now paying them out within 2 weeks or 4 weeks of you joining. So there is going to be some wage pressures and increased wages in the region.
Okay. And again, difficult to forecast long or short term, but it looks like this is a situation that's going to be with us for a while.
It does look like it's going to be with us for a while. There just aren't the individuals that are out there. Unemployment is still high. But when you look at the individuals that are out there, they don't necessarily have the skills and the competencies that our employers are looking for. Manufacturing in the region, as you know from several of your other guests on these podcasts, has really advanced, and employers are looking for people with a lot of technical skills that many of the individuals that are on unemployment now don't have. So as that unemployment keeps dropping, or as people keep leaving the workforce because they're just not interested in coming back into it, it's going to be a problem for our employers.
Well, Meredith, we're out of time. You have been as insightful as always. Continued good luck to you and your agency over there. You're starting to climb back to normal as well, I assume. And you're facing all the same issues that everybody else is. Good luck there. And we'll have you back on in a few months. We want to see how these issues are evolving and what's happening, especially when it comes to bringing people back to the office. That'll be an interesting one to watch. So we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much for having me. Good luck.
Okay. And thank you for listening, for joining us again today. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West Magazine. You've been listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Best Business West in partnership with Living Local. We'll see you again soon.